Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great month, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yep, February is upon us. Can this be a better month than January was regarding the pandemic, which has wrought so much hardship for so many Americans and continues to do so? We'll be speaking with the leading expert in the world, really, over the last pandemic, the tremendous death and destruction and disruption that was caused in 1918. Yeah, 100 years ago, by more than 100 years ago, by the Spanish flu pandemic around the world that killed so many Americans, not as many as this epidemic, but then the population was smaller. What can we learn about how that pandemic finally, after 3 years, came to a close? What can we learn about closing this one? We'll be speaking to the author of the leading book on that subject. We'll also be talking to Mark Thiessen, who has a powerful column that I think everybody should pay attention to about why it is the Republicans would be making a terrible mistake to give Democrats a fight that the Democrats want. They want us to fight them over the Supreme Court nomination. Why? Because they know very well there's no chance that Republicans win. And a fight over that nomination, frankly, could only make the Republican side look bad. And speaking about the Republican side looking bad, there's a big piece that talks about the control of the Republican Party by Donald Trump, saying that control is more shaky. There are fewer people, a lower percentage of Republicans, who want Trump to lead the party. But those who remain and remain loyal to Trump, which is a big chunk of Republicans and conservatives everywhere, are more intense, more enthusiastic, more committed to the former president than ever before. We will also get to that issue. And Trump's recent arguments that according to the Constitution and to statute law and to tradition, yes, Mike Pence could have and should have overturned the election. Is that even vaguely true? We will be talking about that as well on a very busy day on the Medved Show. But first up, a controversy that I never realized would erupt and never could have predicted, which is has to do with Whoopi Goldberg and an allegedly anti-Semitic comment that she made. And it was a comment saying that the Holocaust had nothing to do with race, when it was very clearly a racial crime. Why do we say it's a racial crime? Because Adolf Hitler, who initiated the Holocaust, who thought it up, dreamed it up, planned it, executed it, is the main guy responsible. Adolf Hitler always believed that Jews were a race, not a religion. Because for Hitler, by the way, people who were converted to Catholicism, for instance, there was a famous nun who was of Jewish background, had been a Jewish atheist, and then she converted to Catholicism, became a nun. She was killed at Auschwitz. She's now a saint in the Catholic Church. Her name is Saint Edith Stein. And so Whoopi Goldberg's statement was ridiculous. Her handling of it has been pathetic. There are now calls for her to be fired. Should she be fired? Well, this is what she said in the original confrontation on air with the View panel confronting Whoopi Goldberg after she says the Holocaust isn't about race. Listen, this is clip two.
The Holocaust isn't about race.
No.
It's not about
race.
It's about race. But it's not about race. It's not about
what
race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy.
It's not about race. But these are two Roma. White groups of people.
Well, how do we have to black people
see them as white
people? But you're missing the point.
Yeah.
The minute you turn it into race, it goes down this alley. Let's talk about it for what it is. It's how people treat each other. It's a problem. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, because black, white, Jews, everybody eats each other. So is it, if you're uncomfortable, if you hear about mouse, should you be worried? Should your child say, oh my God, I wonder if that's me? No, that's not what they're going to say. They're going to say, I don't want to be like that.
Okay, again, this is wild and it's crazy and it's wrong. Obviously, there is a religious group called Jews, and most Jewish people would define their Jewish identity at least in part as involving some kind of sympathy or knowledge of, or at least tangential connection to the Jewish faith. However, it is not primarily, and certainly not viewed that way during the Holocaust, as a religious identity. And the reaction to Whoopi Goldberg's statements, which are stupid beyond belief, it's not the only stupid thing she's ever said. And by the way, the fact that her last name is Goldberg, it was a joke. It's a joke. I think her real name is Johnson. About her stage surname, in 2011, she claimed, my mother did not name me Whoopi, but Goldberg is my name. It's part of my family, part of my heritage, just like being black. And she says, I just know I am Jewish. I practice nothing. I don't go to temple. But I do remember the holidays. And her real name is Karen Elaine Johnson. And when she says that Goldberg is a family name, there's no evidence of that anywhere. And it was really meant as a joke, because you hear someone named Whoopi Goldberg and you don't think she's going to look like Whoopi Goldberg. But okay, that's nothing to fight about. Now that the New York Post says that they have a headline, Whoopi Goldberg is in deep S-word and should be fired, ABC insiders claim. There's growing fury inside ABC over Whoopi Goldberg's controversial Holocaust claims, with insiders insisting that her apology isn't enough and demanding that she be fired. And she went on Stephen Colbert's show last night, and she was attempting to clarify her comments on The View. She actually ended up maybe making it worse. Listen, this is part of what she said. 1A.
As the white guy in the conversation here, I am neither Jewish nor am I black, and so I have a different perspective of all of this.
Yes.
It seems to me that whiteness is a construct created by colonial powers during the beginning of colonial imperialist era in order to exploit other people, and that they could apply it to all different kinds of people, that idea of race. And the American experience tends to be based on skin.
Yes. And so that is what race means to me.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about being a racist, I was saying, you can't call this racism. This was evil.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't based on the skin. You couldn't tell who was Jewish. Mm-hmm. They had to delve deeply to figure it out.
Okay, it wasn't that way, and it wasn't delving deeply. And again, part of what this ignores, this insistence that she has said repeatedly, well, both Jews and Nazis were white, so it can't possibly be racism. Actually, I think Whoopi needs to go to Israel, because there are a lot of non-white Jews in Israel, about a third of the population, actually a little bit more. How did that happen, and why do we never hear about that? Well, we will get to that, and also a new attack on the existence of Israel by Amnesty International. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Michael Medved Show. We're talking about the Whoopi Goldberg controversy, which is everything is a controversy in America today. And what's so peculiar about this is you would think that Whoopi Goldberg in some way was justifying the Holocaust, or She wasn't doing that. And frankly, I do think that the calls about her being fired on this issue, there's all kinds of reasons you could fire Whoopi Goldberg. She said so many controversial and irresponsible things. But the upset about this one has exceeded, far exceeded, I think, what anybody had a right to expect or even justify. And the New York Post reports that ABC staffers and Disney Network execs are saying Whoopi went way too far. And board members are not happy with her apology and want a fuller retraction. The word is that Whoopi is in deep S-word, one ABC insider told the New York Post. Why does Whoopi seemingly get a pass when others don't? Perhaps this time she won't. Many at the network, they say, including her fellow hosts, believe Whoopi is too controversial now for the show. This will cast a shadow over everything for a while, said an unidentified executive insider behind the show, according to the New York Post. This will cast a shadow over everything for a while. Even Joy Behar was heard saying backstage that Whoopi is dead wrong and may not ever recover from this, the source said. Joy found this particularly troubling and couldn't believe Whoopi wouldn't stand corrected until she was forced. Well, and then, according to the insider, others at ABC are incredulous and allegedly ask questions like, how stoned can she be? Another victim of demon marijuana? Maybe a long time ago, through the present. She also had this to say when she was on with Stephen Colbert to try to clear this thing up. Doesn't sound like much of an apology, does it? Listen, this is 1B.
Have you come to understand that the Nazis saw it as race?
Well,
because they might, like, asking the Nazis, they would say, yes, it's a racial issue.
Well, see, this is what's interesting to me. Interesting, because the Nazis lied. It wasn't. They had issues with ethnicity, not with race, because most of the Nazis were white people, and most of the people they were attacking were white people. So to me, I'm thinking, how can you say it's about race if you are fighting each other? So it all really began because I said, how will we explain to children what happened in Nazi Germany? I said, this wasn't racial. This was about white on white. And everybody said, no, it was racial. And so that's what this all came from. So once again, don't write me anymore. I know how you feel. Okay, I already know. I get it. And I'm going to take your word for it and never bring it up again.
Okay, that's not enough. And that's incredibly, incredibly stupid. Basically, here's an interesting perspective, Hitler's perspective, right? Let's go to it. It's the first known public comments by Adolf Hitler on the, quote, Jewish question. Remember at the Wannsee conference where we just marked the anniversary? They were dealing with the final solution to the Jewish question. And the Jewish question had nothing to do with religion or ethnicity. It had to do with what Hitler called constantly the Jewish race. On September 16th, 1919, long before he came to power, he didn't come to power until 1933, Hitler issued his first written comment on the Jewish question. In the statement, he defined the Jews as a race, not a religious community. He characterized the effect of a Jewish presence as a race tuberculosis, as a race tuberculosis of the peoples, and identified the initial goal of a German government to be discriminatory legislation against Jews. The ultimate goal must definitely be the removal of the Jews altogether. Hitler's years in Vienna and his military service were important stages for his development of a comprehensive racist ideology. Okay, Andrew Sullivan actually had a very fine tweet about this controversy. He said, Whoopi Goldberg's basic point is classic critical race theory. if it's white people versus white people, i.e. Jews, it cannot be racism. Just as if it's black people versus white people, it cannot be racism. Colbert affirms race as entirely constructed. And, yeah, that's true. The other thing about this is when she goes about white people versus white people, are gypsies white people? And by the way, when Jews were facing discrimination about coming to this country, our country, they were often classified as non-white, just like Italians were. And again, this stupidity, when you talk about stupidity, there is this as well about the racial content of Nazism, and you don't have to look far away. Here's a headline from the Jerusalem Post. Now, I know that's far away, but it's about America. The Jew is the devil, and Jews rape children and drink their blood were among the slogans chanted at a rally in Orlando held over the weekend by the National Socialist Movement. In Florida, they waved Nazi flags. They chanted anti-black slogans. That's racist. Yeah, and the Nazi flag is not. No, of course it is. The rally was organized by the National Socialist Movement in two different places in Orlando and was live-streamed on the American Nazi Party's website. The horrific anti-Semitic, anti-black rally is happening right now in Atlanta, in Orlando, pardon me. Somebody tweeted at the time simultaneously, and there is this. On January 12th, the National Socialist Movement said it had opened its own live streaming capabilities after losing access to the use of Blog Talk Radio, which it blamed on the Jew. The platform is still rife with errors, which the webmaster blamed on visitors. NSM has a 25-point manifesto on its website and advocates an American white ethnostate in which only non-Jews and those with European ancestry can be citizens. And again, we had that homeless gentleman who was arrested over swastika graffiti at DC's Union Station. With all this going on right now, why does Whoopi Goldberg pick this time to try to question the racial nature of anti-Semitism? We will be right back with the Supreme Court nomination, bigotry against graduates of something other than Yale and Harvard. Mark Thiessen joins us coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of jobs are still available for those looking for work. The Labor Department saying there were nearly 11 million job openings in December. That's a more than 1% increase from November and above what analysts had forecast. More than 4.3 million people quit their jobs. Texas is preparing for another winter storm to hit the state this week. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says power outages could result from multiple scenarios.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
President Biden is meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to discuss a Supreme Court vacancy today. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Mark Thiessen, one of the best columnists writing. He actually does twice a week for the Washington Post. And he's also a Fox News contributor. He was a former chief speechwriter for President George W. Bush. And Mark did a column that I thought had the best insights of any column I've read so far, on the upcoming Supreme Court confirmation fight, which Mark Thiessen says shouldn't be a fight. Don't you think it's premature to say it shouldn't be a fight? By the way, I agree with you on this, and I'm going to let you defend it. It's premature to say there shouldn't be a fight when we don't even know which black woman Biden is going to choose.
Well, I did qualify by saying, assuming that he chooses someone who's qualified.
So, right.
Obviously, if he chooses someone who is completely unqualified or is then of course there should be a fight and we should call it out. But here's the reality. This is all a sign of weakness on Biden's part, right? So why did Justice Breyer decide to resign now when he clearly wanted to stay on the court? And was pressured by the left to do this is because Biden is weak and he knows that Democrats are going to lose control of the Senate and that his successor might not be confirmed if he didn't move now. So it's Biden's weakness that forced his hand to step down now. And it's also a sign of Biden's weakness that because the only he's powerless to change the ideological makeup of the court. Donald Trump chose three outstanding conservative justices, each of which moved to the court to the right. Gorsuch secured the 6-3, the conservative majority. Kavanaugh replacing Kennedy was an improvement in terms of conservatism. And of course, Amy Coney Barrett replacing Ginsburg, was revolutionary. And Biden, all he gets to do is replace a liberal with a liberal. Replace an old liberal with a young liberal. So that is not going to change anything in terms of the 6-3 majority or what it's going to accomplish.
Well, that's one of the things you say in your column. That's what you say, every Supreme Court nomination is significant, but this might be the least significant ever because they're not going to change anything on the court. And that's true.
Yeah.
It's also true, is it not, that there is virtually no chance that this nomination, unless something truly shocking comes out about the nominee, that it could be blocked by Republicans. Because as long as every single Democrat votes for this nominee, she will be confirmed because of the tiebreaker that goes to Kamala Harris.
100%. And Manchin and Sinema have voted for every Biden judicial nominee so far, so there's no indication that they have any interest in opposing his nominee, especially after having killed Build Back Better and the federal election takeover and their efforts to get rid of the filibuster. They're not going to do this too. They're loyal Democrats, and so from our perspective as conservatives, we won. We have a 6-3 majority that is going to, it's no longer the Roberts Court, it's the Thomas Court. It's going to be delivering conservative decisions for a long time. So why don't we use this opportunity, assuming that the person is qualified and to show how do it in contrast to the way they treated Brett Kavanaugh. to present an example of how Senate confirmations of a justice should be and how the opposition should behave when a qualified nominee comes forward. I mean, these people filibustered Gorsuch. I mean, seriously, he was one of the most qualified people ever nominated for the court in terms of temperament and intellect and all the rest of it. So if they nominate somebody who's qualified in temperament and intellect, you don't have to vote for them. Though some Republicans might. We're a long way away from the days when, Breyer was confirmed. I can't remember what the numbers are now, 96 to something. Very small.
It was 87-9.
Yeah.
87-9.
When you voted for a Supreme Court nominee, you weren't endorsing their ideology. You weren't endorsing their judicial philosophy. It was the principle that the president can nominate whoever he trusts, and the Senate's job was to advise and consent and make sure that the nominee was qualified and intellectually and their character was good, they were honest, they were trustworthy, they were intelligent, and then if they were, then people voted for the nominee, and so there might be some Republicans who will do that.
Lindsey Graham has pretty clearly indicated he will. He said, well, particularly if they nominate Michelle Childs, who he thinks is, he said on TV, Lindsey Graham, that she is one of the finest people he has ever met, which is a pretty resounding endorsement. Doesn't sound like he's about to vote no on her. If she's the nominee, do you, in terms of this regard, what do you say to people who suggest that if you're against affirmative action, I think that the overwhelming majority of conservatives, including this conservative, certainly are, race should not be a deciding factor in people getting into college or getting a job. So if one's against affirmative action, what do you say about this nomination being a representation of the worst aspect of affirmative action, saying white males need not apply?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. That's offensive at its core. Look, if Joe Biden had said, I'm going to nominate the most qualified person I can find for the court, regardless of race, creed, color, or gender, and then he announced a black woman, no one would question it. No one would have a problem with that, on right, left, or center. It's the fact that he announced preemptively that he would only consider a black woman for the job that is what's so offensive to so many people, and rightly so. But let's keep in mind, by the way, that I have a new column that literally just went up in the last hour in the Washington Post, that it was Joe Biden who promised to filibuster the first black woman appointed to the Supreme Court when it was George W. Bush's presidency. George W. Bush, when Sandra Day O'Connor resigned and stepped down, on his short list was a woman named Janice Rogers Brown. who is a California. Who is a, on the D.C. Yeah, California was California Supreme Court justice was on the D.C. Circuit. Democrats tried to Joe Biden tried to kill her for that, and then he went on Face the Nation and said that if George W. Bush nominates Janice Rogers Brown, I will lead a filibuster against her. So he literally. She would have been the first black woman ever appointed to the, nominated for the Supreme Court, and he killed her nomination. Why is that? There were many people on that list who were equally conservative to Janice Rogers Brown, but she was the only black woman on the list. Why did he choose her? Because they didn't want Republicans to be the first one to put a black woman on the Supreme Court, because identity politics is all about the Democrats' virtue signaling. And showing how they are siding with minorities by doing affirmative action for minorities, whereas George W. Bush would have actually nominated her if he felt that she was the best qualified person for the position. And Joe Biden didn't want them to do that, just like he didn't want Miguel Estrada to be confirmed to the D.C. Circuit because he didn't want one day for a Republican to appoint the first Hispanic justice to the Supreme Court. So, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on here.
This is a very, very powerful bit of history, and I remember it now. And, of course, you're right, Mark Thiessen. I look forward to the column. We'll put that up as soon as we can. Mark Thiessen, as a columnist for the Washington Post. And, by the way, do you have a favorite among this short list that we keep hearing about, the appointment that you think would be the best one for President Biden to make?
I do not have a favorite because I don't know these folks all that well, but I'm looking forward to hearing about them. There's certainly several of them that are extremely qualified, that have impeccable records, have impeccable legal and educational pedigrees, and Supreme Court. There's one lady who argued like a dozen cases in front of the Supreme Court and went to Harvard and Yale. I'd like to see all the candidates and who they are. And
that's Justice Kruger that you're talking about. And again, it's fascinating to watch, and we'll be looking for your guidance as the fight goes on. Mark Thiessen, read his material at michaelmedved.com, where we will post this latest relevant commentary. More coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there is more news, a news involving the one Republican who keeps turning up in polling and in speculation as the most formidable challenger to President Trump, at least according to the polls, for the Republican nomination, if there is going to be a meaningful challenge against President Trump winning the Republican nomination again in 2024. His name is Ron DeSantis, of course. He's the governor of Florida. There's this article that relates the DeSantis situation, at least tangentially, to some of the Nazi rallies, and there were two of them. And by the way, this shouldn't be exaggerated. This was not a mass turnout. There were about 20 people. And if you see the pictures of this, if you want to look for a dictionary definition illustration of the term loser, I will tell you that now anyone going to a Nazi rally is by definition a loser or worse. But this is pathetic. In any event, it continues to be discussed as a matter of concern in Florida. And in the Orlando Sentinel, and remember, these rallies, one had about 20 people, the other somewhat less, that after a small group wearing Nazi symbols, says the Orlando Sentinel, was seen demonstrating and yelling anti-Semitic slurs in the Orlando area over the weekend, local and statewide officials issued statements condemning their actions as hateful and disturbing. I am aware of the anti-Semitic demonstrations in Orange County, said the social media post. I, along with the Orange County Sheriff's Office, deplore any type of hate speech. This hatred has no place in our society. Videos that spread on social media showed the group waving Nazi flags, saluting and shouting at passing cars near Alafaya Trail and Waterford Lakes Parkway on Saturday. And the demonstrators were also seen getting into at least one fight in the roadway. That's good, right. In a statement, the sheriff's office said that it got a call about 12:15 noon Saturday regarding roughly 20 demonstrators who had gathered near the intersection yelling profanities and slurs at passing cars. The agency said its investigation into the fight between several of the demonstrators and a passerby is ongoing. No arrests were made Saturday, and the group left the area. The agency said a group waving Nazi flags also was seen at the Darrell Carter Parkway overpass of Interstate 4 on Sunday. The Florida Highway Patrol immediately disbanded the anti-Semitic display, according to a statement by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. It is against the law to obstruct highway traffic or to hang signs on the overpass, and violators will be prosecuted, the agency posted on Twitter. Governor Ron DeSantis remained silent until Monday afternoon, when he responded to a question about the rallies with a tirade against his political enemies. So what I'm going to say is these people, these Democrats who are trying to use this as some type of political issue to try to smear me as if I had something to do with that, we're not playing their game, the governor said during a press conference in Palm Beach. He then referred to the demonstrators, a group of about 20 shouting anti-Semitic slurs while waving their Nazi flags near a shopping plaza on Saturday and on Interstate 4 overpass on Sunday, as some jackasses doing this on the street, and said that they'd be held accountable by law enforcement. Okay, should this be controversial that he didn't issue a statement quickly enough denouncing it? And so they try to play games, try to politicize. Why would they do that? Why would they want to elevate a half dozen malcontents and try to make this an issue for political gain? DeSantis said, well, because they want to distract from the failure that we've seen with President Biden, and they're all joined at the hip, and all these policies they all support in Florida 100%. Turning this around also politicizes it, Governor, and that's not worthwhile. I mean, again, I don't believe that we should overreact to what is called the National Socialist Movement and their new TV presence, and it should be answered and ridiculed, but not exaggerated in terms of its significance. And by the way, other prominent Republicans in Florida and Democrats, this has been condemned by everybody. Whoopi Goldberg, to you. Besides Whoopi Goldberg, there are more serious anti-Semites in the world today. And there's a terrific editorial in the Wall Street Journal about some of them. It begins with the Apartheid Libel of Israel. That's the title. And the editorial begins by saying, perhaps you thought Israel had long ago established its right to exist as a Jewish state. Guess again. Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran want to eliminate Israel as we know it. But who would have thought they'd find allies in Amnesty International? And there is a very lengthy report that was just issued, and it begins, the summary of the report begins by saying Israel has established and maintained an institutionalized regime of oppression and domination of the Palestinian population for the benefit of Jewish Israelis, wherever it has exercised control over Palestinians' lives since 1948. Now, why did they say since 1948? This is very significant, and the Wall Street Journal points it out, is that what they're saying is that from the time it was established as a Jewish homeland, with, by the way, overwhelming international support at the time. And again, to suggest that the Jewish people alone, despite having been, this been proclaimed by the League of Nations and by the Balfour Declaration, which was the British Commonwealth, the British Empire at the time, despite the idea that most people have a right to a homeland, and the fact that this has been known to be the Jewish homeland, the last time there was an independent commonwealth in the land of Israel, it was Jewish. And that was 2,000 years ago. So the reestablishment of a Jewish homeland being, quote, an object of oppression, this is why there is no real distinction between what people call anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. As classic anti-Semitism is the fact that you're Jewish means that you have less rights than other people. And the fact that you're an anti-Zionist, that means you're saying that one people, alone among all the people in the world, have no right to a homeland. Even after having fought for 74 years to establish and to build up that homeland, which, by the way, now includes Arabs in the cabinet and in the Supreme Court, and in every Jewish institution, every Israeli institution, which is an Israeli institution, not a Jewish institution. If you are going to hold that idea of having your own homeland, language, culture, and pride and interest, you alone, of all the people on earth, are not entitled to that when you have actually created it on a ground. That, it seems to me, is not only, quote, anti-Zionist, it is anti-Semitic. People won't say that because Amnesty International, which has been anti-American and far-reaching to the left for a long time, is beyond criticism in a way that Whoopi Goldberg is not. Coming up on the Medved Show, some local failures that deserve real attention in Washington State. A so-called police reform legislation that actually endangers the most vulnerable Washingtonians, we're now told. And a failure to have light rail work. Why? Because they won't get people to pay. A complicated story, but worth confronting in this greatest nation on God's.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.